Welcome to today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking with Ann Ledwine of CBiz MHM. Our topic today is estate taxes. So, Ann, exactly what are estate taxes and how are they paid?
Estate taxes are imposed by the federal government in some states, including the state of Minnesota. The taxes are generally paid out of the deceased person's assets. The tax is based on the fair market value of the assets transferred by the decedent either during their life or at their death.
So what do you mean, at their death or during their life?
For both federal and Minnesota purposes, the taxable gifts made during your life are added back to the assets that you own at your death. This is done in order to determine if estate taxes are due and how much they'll be.
So not everyone pays estate taxes?
No. For federal purposes, the threshold for 2014 is $5,450,000, or a combined $10,900,000 for a married couple. For Minnesota, that threshold is only $1 million.
So, Ann, what kind of tax rates are we talking about?
Once you're over the thresholds, the federal rate is 40%, and the Minnesota rate is generally about 10%, but it can be much higher.
Are there some simple things that can be done to save estate taxes?
Yes. Making use of annual exclusion gifts is a great strategy. A person can gift up to $14,000 per person per year and not have a count towards their lifetime gifts. For married persons, this means they can gift up to $28,000 per person. In addition, any medical or tuition expenses paid on behalf of someone is not includable in their lifetime gifts, as long as those gifts are made directly to the institution.
Anything else we should be aware of?
Well, there are many sophisticated strategies out there, but another simple one is to look at the ownership of life insurance policies on your life. If you own the policy, the death proceeds are includable in your estate, even if the beneficiary is somebody other than your estate. A great strategy is to have that policy owned by someone else or by a trust. This may involve making a gift, but the value of the policy at the time of the gift is generally a lot lower than what the death proceeds will be. You may also have to make gifts to pay the premiums.
Thank you, Ann. Check out todaysbusinessradio.com for contact information and our business reference library. Our TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please listen every weekday afternoon at 5:20 during the Jason Lewis Show for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.